Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus uses an image familiar to the people of his day to make a point about spiritual leadership. Good shepherds bring people to life through Jesus, but those who avoid Jesus are dangerous to the flock. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated. We will continue with children's time, starting with special music from the Children's Music Ministry and then the children's sermon. Thank you for the beautiful music there.
He knows your name. Today's scripture lesson is taken from John chapter 10, verse 4. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. Some of you may know what a branding iron is. A branding iron is used to make an identification mark on cattle and sheep. When you brand a calf, you take a branding iron and you put it in a fire. And when the branding iron is hot, you take it and brand the calf. Ouch! That hurt. But when you take a branding iron and you brand a sheep, you take it and you put it into a special paint. And then you take the branding iron and you put it on the back of the sheep. I bet that's much better than a hot iron, isn't it? Jesus tells of a shepherd who went to a sheep pen to get his sheep. And he knew each one of his sheep by name. And he called them out, name, name, by name. And as he led them out, when he had brought out all of them, his sheep, he went ahead of them, and they followed him, because they recognized his voice. In holy baptism, we are, with water, we become reborn children of God. And after we are baptized, the pastor then comes and makes a cross on our forehead. And the pastor says, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. So we too are marked. We are marked with the cross of Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we have a shepherd who knows our name. We ask that you will lead us and guide us and teach us, and that we may know your voice and follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Clark, for that powerful message. I don't think I've ever seen a branding iron before, so that was a new experience for a city girl, too. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was a little girl, I would venture upstairs to my parents' room early in the morning, stack of books in hand, and crawl into my parents' bed. Mom, Mom, can you read me these books, Mom? Finally, I would take two of my tiny fingers and peel her eyelid open. Mom, are you awake? I tell you this story today because it reminds me of the reason Jesus is describing himself as the gate for the sheep in our gospel story today. It all begins with the blind man who he healed when he put mud over his eyes. I imagine Jesus was even more excited to open the blind man's eyes than I was to open my mother's. Hey, blind man, said Jesus, but likely using his actual name, I'm going to put this mud over your eyes. Then you'll wash them with water, and you'll be able to see. After this, Jesus waited until the blind man had been kicked out of the temple. Then Jesus found him and wanted the blind man to read to him. But Christ wanted the blind man to read him. I am the Lord, he told the blind man. And the blind man fell down and worshiped him. When Jesus told the blind man about the Lord healing him, he asked who the Lord was, saying he would worship the Lord once he knew. So Jesus told him, I am the Lord. However, many others did not know this and were looking for an explanation for the healing of the blind man that had just occurred. This included the Pharisees. So now Jesus gets into the metaphor about being the gate that we see here. Usually during this time of year, we hear about Jesus being the shepherd because it is Good Shepherd Sunday. However, we are now in year A of the liturgy, and we do not get to that point in John. We only get to the point right before that where Jesus is the gate. Although it is easier to picture Jesus as the shepherd because that imagery is commonly used and many of us have seen art of Jesus as the shepherd, That should not distract us from the message that Jesus is trying to tell us in this passage. I believe that returning to the image of a mother will help us to understand what Jesus is trying to convey here. Many of you who live in the country have gates to your homes. The gate is a physical structure that guards your property. It helps to prevent people you don't know from driving onto your land, and maybe there have been times when it helped to keep small children or animals from venturing too far. A mother, in the same way, is a safeguard for her family. She puts up a gate, a boundary around her children to protect them from the influence of undesired forces. She governs decisions about who comes in and out of that gate. She lets her children out, and then she lets them back in. She can do this because she is not only the gate and the gatekeeper, but she also keeps watch as a shepherd over her flock. Anyone who climbs the gate and does not enter through the gate has come to steal and destroy from the family. Anyone who enters in by any other means does not belong to that family and is not a friend of that family, but is attempting to deceive them. The parent is the gate that safeguards the children, although sometimes other trusted shepherds watch the flock. As a child, I remember my mother giving me a password. She told me that if anything ever happened to her or my father, the person she would ask to take care of me would know the password. It was the nickname that she had given me as a child. I knew that if I asked someone what the password was who tried to pick me up and they did not know the password, I should not go with them. Only my parents knew my nickname, and only the voice of a person who could call out that name was permitted to be my shepherd. As Christ said, they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Someone who did not know the password would be there to steal, kill, and destroy me. Someone who knew the password would be there to give life abundantly, as my parents desired to do for me, and as Christ desires to do for all of us. So this brings us back to the issue of the blind man. If we have the same question as the disciples, we might wonder why this man is blind in the first place. Why didn't Christ give him sight so that he did not have to live in darkness in any point of his life? Well, we cannot answer this question for all people. But for this particular blind man, Jesus tells his disciples that he is to be healed as a sign of Christ's work in the world. His healing is a message from Christ. What is Christ saying with this healing? We are told exactly what the meaning of the blind man's healing is when Jesus describes him as the gate. He says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is why Jesus gives this picture of himself as the gate. He is showing who he is in contrast to what the evils of the world look like. He is telling us that we can trust him because he came to give us abundant life. He is telling us that he is the only way through which we, the sheep, should enter and exit to feed in the pasture, and then to go back to the safe shelter that lies behind the gate. He is the only way to safe shelter in this world, and he is the only way for salvation. I'll say that again because it's more important than anything else in this sermon. He is the only way for salvation. Our reading from 1 Peter gives us a new perspective on what Christ as the gate means. When we think about a gate or a mother, something or someone that protects, We believe that the best ones will not allow the thief to bypass them to enter into the flock. However, we see in this reading that suffering unjustly for Christ is a credit to us. How can this be that we have Christ as our gate, and yet the Lord himself does not work to safekeep us from all harm in the same way that mothers do with their young children? Well, we know that Christ did not come to earth to remove all of the sin and death that we still experience today. The healing of the blind man on the earth was a representation of what Christ's life, crucifixion, and resurrection truly mean for us. The abundant life that we are given begins here on earth, as Christ's sacrifice gives us the opportunity to remain in covenant relationship with him. We can live toward the abundance that God wants for us in the midst of this broken world. However, the world is not healed yet, and we will endure suffering because of this. Worthwhile suffering is that which is done in the name of Christ, that which allows us to shepherd others to see Christ. We will often suffer in the name of Christ because other people cannot understand his message and see it as valid when the world and even Christians look so different from who Christ is. In spite of our own suffering by sharing Christ, we can bring the message of abundant life to others by loving them as Christ loves us. We know about this love because of other Christians who love us and have loved us since the day that we were born. They taught us how to live the Christian life and encouraged us with their love to actually follow through with this lifestyle. Today, we thank God for our salvation out of his love, and we thank him for giving us family who show us God's love through their actions toward us. Amen.